Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. For God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Then God, in the 28th verse in the first chapter of Genesis, then God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. Heavenly Father, add a special blessing under the reading of your word today. He loves me. He loves me. He loves me. And I and you and every being, every person on the face of this earth has been created in the image of God. I was listening and watching, and I saw some young folks. I can be any age under about 55 now. These were actually teenagers. Soon it'll be, what am I, 56? I'll be 57. Boy, at least I don't have concerns of some. This morning I got up, headed out, and I think I may have left a little shampoo in my hair. Does it look like it has a little tint of white to you over there like that, you know? See, the things that I have to concern about, you don't have to worry about these things. They're not that important. And I saw these teenagers, I guess they're teenagers, I didn't ID them, and they were just sporting. I mean, their looks were just cutting it. They just were looking. They were so excited about it. And one was showing the other this and the other about the clothes and the shirt and all. And they were so concerned with their image. They were so concerned, and I hear commercial after commercial, I hear our young ladies how concerned they are about their image, what their body image should be at a young age, with strife, the struggle, the pressure, the peer pressure upon them. Over and over you can. You'll turn on the television, products everywhere about how to make you look good to others. Then I read in God's scripture here, says the most important thing is that we have been made in the image of God. Can you see God? No. Can you see God? No. I can see his work. I can feel him within my heart. I can have others act for him. I have felt the love of God in my life so many times, but I can't see God. So I believe this thing, when it talks about we are made in his image, it's not our looks. And there's a whole bunch of y'all to say amen, because that's what I do. It's not about looking in that mirror. It's having a better vision of the qualities of God that he has instilled in each and every one of us. We are God's children. We are made in his image, meaning what we have on the inside. What we've got on the inside that counts. I was having a conversation, I know, prayer request time, and I was talking to Virginia afterwards, and she was telling me a little bit about, now let me get this right, was it a detached retina? Did I get it right there, Virginia? And we were praying about this, and we were praying about, She says, because it just wants his son to have his vision back. And when she said that little phrase to me, so that he can have his vision back, I go, uh-oh. That stuck with me. It's one of them phrases when you hear it, you go, start working. I believe without a shadow of a doubt that God wants us to all have our vision back. He wants us to be focused on the inward things. He wants us to gather together. He wants us to fill that old center up there with handshakes and hugs and just good to see you. He wants us to be a walking, talking, living exhibition of his love, an image of God, an image of God. Some years ago, some of you knew Pastor Ed and Evelyn. Some of you never had the privilege of meeting them. Pastor Ed and I were buddies. And I want to tell you how God works. Pastor Ed called me up one day and he had some questions over his house, and we were going to talk a little bit about around his house. We were going to talk about a couple things around the church. And I got over his house just before lunchtime, the way God worked it out. Always try to do that. Especially when I know people have full refrigerators. Sit there, we had a sandwich, and then he and I went out on his back porch. And he says, Let me show you. He said, here's my buddy. And he'd taken a little bit of peanut butter on a cracker. Just laid it up on the edge. And it wasn't but just a minute or two for down out of the tree and kind of cross and across the top of the fence, jumped off, here we go. Prettiest little gray squirrel you ever saw. Grabbed that little cracker, start eating. He says, that's my buddy. And he goes, and I said, wow, I said, Pastor Ed, you've been busy. How'd you do that? He said, I trained him. I said, you did? I said, yeah. He said, I started out with peanuts. He says, out here, and he says, I was eating peanuts in a toss and went and got finally closer. Now he says, then I went from salted peanuts to unsalted peanuts because I wanted to worry about his blood pressure, stuff like this. Gotta be concerned. And now I've gone peanut butter because I don't want to hurt his teeth or anything like that, like this. And he was telling me how this progression had happened. And we sat there and we watched his buddy take that peanut butter cracker one after another. And we talked that afternoon. And we never brought up the subjects we were supposed to talk about. Never came up. Never got around to it. And I left there closer to God than when I came. I left there with an appreciation of the simplest thing. I left there having seen an image of God in my good friend and mentor over how he with such kindness and warmth was exhibiting charity, love. Oh, it was beautiful. We think in our minds about how God should be. We think in our minds and hearts about how he should act. What he should do. We call on him when things are going pretty rough. God, fix it. I haven't spoken to you a little bit, but it's time for you to come fix it. When God is in the fix-it business all the time, 24/7. God created us, and I don't know why, but He did. He created us in His image, not this thing that you see. But oh, the warmth in people's hearts that I feel. Friends, that comes from God. If you've been around here any time on this old world, if you've been around here, we're not put here to take up space and drink beverages, eat potato salad. That's not our main goal in life. We have been placed here to be a blessing to others. And by doing so, God continues to work. Yesterday I saw things on the big picture, the big span. I was pretty impressed. I came away with an appreciation of what a wonderful country we live in. The freedoms that we have. I'm impressed when people just simply want to be a part of it. They want to do it. I have a note. It's in my pocket. It's a note from a couple who basically are saying, "How can we help you? How can we help you in what God has laid upon your heart?" I'm reading between the lines. I'm like, well, I guess I'm looking a little tired. I'm looking a little white-haired. I'm looking a little busy and all like that. I need a vacation. I do. I'm going on, God willing. But it makes your heart feel good when people send you a note volunteering to help. So many I've come to and I'm just tapped to say, you know, can you help out? Wow. But not near as many people have come to me and said, what can I do to be a part of it? I believe in what we're doing. I believe that God is showing His favor on what He has laid upon our hearts. I feel God's presence. I feel His Spirit when I come into the services here. We have our interesting characters. Don't stand up, just clear your voice. It's your birthday this week. He's throwing his voice over there. We have folks that I would not pick you out. I'm sorry. I would not pick you out. But God did. Because it's not up to me. It's not up to anyone up here. It's up to what God has laid upon your heart. I know we have our struggles. I know we have issues. I know we have things going on. I know we have problems. But my goodness, we also have the ability to gather together two or three or more in His name and feel the love and fulfillment of the Holy Spirit. And that's where I want to be. I'm going to miss you next Sunday. Matt will do a good job. He'll do a younger job anyway. Amen, amen. We both got haircuts. I'm just happy we didn't go where Joe Vogel went to get his haircut. Because that lady was tired. No, Joe. You know, I've never been in a church when God leads and He lays something upon your heart. I've never felt a place where you have freedom, where you have warmth and kindness. And it is shown. It's not just talked about. It's not just sung about. Not just written about on the pages. But it is shown. And that's where I want to be. Where the love of God leads us. We all created in His image. And we all strive that God will work with us on our character, on our warmth, on our gentleness, on our tenderness. It's good to be in God's house today, isn't it? Say amen. Amen. I felt His warmth. I felt His touch. So many people willing to raise a hand, pray. So many people are going to be traveling. So many people, but you know what? Pray, pray, pray. And we thank Him for this opportunity to gather in His name. Heavenly Father, we've come into Your house. We have gathered in Your name. We've lifted up Your name in song. We have praised Your name. Heavenly Father, You love us. It amazes me why You do that, God, but I am so thankful for it. He loves me. He loves me. He loves me. Now, God, allow us to leave this place feeling that we're a little closer to You than when we walked in. Allow us to have this overflow of joy that You've placed within our hearts to share with a world that is searching. Allow us to share the salvation only found in the blood of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Allow us to be used of You. Give us safe traveling mercies, and be Your will, bring us back again to once more lift up the name of Jesus Christ. We ask this in the precious name.